Before we go weiter, two horrors. The first horror is, so Yeshua Benon tries quieting the Meraglim, and it doesn't go well, literally from the get-go. So Kalev says, I better try a different tack. And what's his tack? So he gets up and he talks as if he's going to pile on. V'chizu bilvad asolonu ben Amram. And also the Gemara says, Shtik, everybody's got, Kalev is about to give us another something that we can use against Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he says, nah, it's Yom Mitzrayim, v'karlanu asayom, v'achilanu asamon. What was the gnus that Kalev ben Yefuna started with? So Pashit, it's the words he said. The chizu bilfad asalanu ben Amram with the niggin. Is this the only thing he did? Right, he's piling on. That's Pashup Shah. But I saw in Rabruvim Margolos in his Nitzay Tzayar, he adds a beautiful knetch. What does Kalev refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as? He refers to him as Ben Amram. So Kedarke Bakaydash, he brings many, many chazals that you find that when somebody in Tereshav Alpeh was referred to, and even in Tereshav Iksav, not by his name, but as Ben Ployni, it meant something derogatory. He brings a Medrash Rabbah, and it's a Sheikher Toiv, that David HaMelech said, Admech Voidi Lechlimo, says the Medrash. David HaMelech was referring to the fact that he was referred to as Ben Yishai. Koyrin Oisi Ben Yishai. The Leslie Shame, they referred to me as Ben Yishai. You see, I don't have a name. Quotes a Gemara, Mesech Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Bei Zomer Aleph. Tofas Zimri as Cosby, Biblu Riso. Ve'evi Eitzel Moshe. So Zimri takes Cosby, brings it to Moshe. Amaloi, Ben Am. So he says, go through Torah Sheba'al Peh. And whenever you see that they're going after a person, they're raising him on, part of the gnus is they don't refer to him by his name. So Kalev wants to start off, he wants to talk about Gnus Eishal Moshe. So he says, the Chizu Bilvad, so of course, that in and of itself, especially with the trup, of course, he's trying to pile on. But he added to that, and he said, Ben Chizu Bilvad Asalonu Ben Amram, because referring to him as Ben Amram, not as Moshe, that in and of itself is being Moshe in the Gnus.